down Friday morning, 18 feet per hour. Huh. And that water was just as cold as ice. Right in the hot summer.
But the ground kind of insulated it? Keep it cold like that?
Yeah, that's what it does. The air.
Did you ever put milk down in that well?
Yeah. Put milk and meat. Everything down in there.
How long would it take you to make one of those wells?
Well, according to the kind of ground you're on, sometimes we'd run into what they call a hard pan, about 4 to 6 feet through. That old place out there, we went down about 3 feet, took a hard pan, and then it was about 3 or 4 feet through, and then after that, it just do a white sand. It didn't take long. You have to have them, somebody there with a bucket, you see, when you get up way down. When you get past where you can't throw it out, you got to put it in the bucket and let somebody pull it up. Pull it out.
We're talking about ewes and oxen pretty good to work with.
Yes, sir. I go on a many 1,000 miles, all cordwood. That's how all these canals you see around Feldman, except that one big one on the other side out of that one there was cut with wood. Wood burners, you know. The gold dredge and the drag line. Burnt wood. And I was into the hole it too. I helped to haul it. The wood cut all these canals down. That one over there.
What did they cut those canals for?
They cut this up. Cut a canal all the way around this block of land. I don't know how many acres. Right from then the main canal is 34 acres. A quarter of a mile apart. You can figure how many miles it was. It's about 12 miles back this way. Almost flat.
They do that to drain off the swamps?
Yeah. That's the main canal. They cut it from the marsh all the way into the river. That's the best.
That marsh, has that got salt water in it?
No. Fair. Used to be come all the way from Fort Pierce, from the other side of Fort Pierce, but now they got it all cut up. Road 60 down there, they got all them, and they got thing there and put bridges on it. And then now they fill the bridges all up. They got one come here way over yonder, but that was what little water is that thing.
Swamp and a marsh,
is
that the same thing?
Yeah. No, a swamp is they got what they call muddle swamps, and then they got what they call cypress swamps. Big high cypress trees make swamps. And they got what they call sawgrass. It goes up beside its roots and it's high. Sawgrass, big grass with saws on the side.
Yes,
is
that in the marsh?
That's in the marsh, in some parts of it. That water used to run from the other side of Fort Pierce, all the way to Jacksonville, and go out to the water.